funny and having,
uh-oh, we're losing Gretchen.
You know, clever retorts on Twitter, but
Gretchen, come back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi everyone, I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on everything Streamiverse. From their Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast, we'll cover their journey and more. Here's what's happening on Streamiversity today. Welcome back to Streamiversity. We are about to start part 3 of our interview with Craig Hanks from Reviews.org. If you haven't heard the other two episodes, go ahead and listen to those. When we last left off, we were talking about the legally not choose your own adventure stories that Netflix has been doing.
But I will say, you know, I'm already a fan of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And even when it went down those kind of dead end roads, I thought, well, at least this is humorous and enjoyable to me. But with Quibi, it's, you know, you're talking about, these are shows that nobody, with the exception of Punk'd and Reno 911, are non-existing properties.
Exactly. You've identified what I think is Quibi's biggest problem. It's not the technology, although they could do more with that. It's not the mobile-only thing. You know, it sucks that coronavirus has kind of screwed them over on that, but that's not their biggest problem. Their biggest problem is that they tried to launch it on the power of celebrity. Mm. And we look, celebrities are celebrities. We know who they are. It's a thing that will always exist, but they don't have the same commercial power that they once did. Mm-hmm. You know, you think back to the 80s and you go watch, you know, you go watch Bloodsport because Jean-Claude Van Damme is going to kick some, you know, a bunch of guys' butts. That's why you go. You go to see Jean-Claude Van Damme kick butt. You go to see Tom Cruise, you know,
flying around on a floor in his socks.
Exactly. Yeah. You go to see whatever, pick a movie star from the 80s, the 90s, the 70s, whatever. You want to see Marlon Brando do that. Now we don't care. So you take an example like the biggest stars in the world right now are the ones who are in the Avengers. But, you know, Chris Hemsworth, handsome dude, a decent comedic actor, a lot of fun on screen, great presence. We don't go to Thor because it has Chris Hemsworth. We go see Thor because it's Thor, mm-hmm. and he's part of the Avengers, and he's part of a property. And so Quibi really, and I didn't recognize this until recently. It's not like I knew this was going to be a problem for him right out of the gate, but they relied so much on celebrity when celebrities don't get us to watch things. It's franchises that get us to do that. And so, you know, Disney Plus launches and they get 50 million subscribers in the first 6 months, an unreal number. And it's because everybody wanted to watch Frozen and everybody wanted to watch The Mandalorian and everybody wanted to watch The Avengers. And they had these properties. Quibi launches.
Even going back to the 60s, I'm like, yeah, I want to see the original Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sure, I'll watch The Shaggy Dog. Like going back generations even of existing properties.
The nostalgia play, right. And so, yeah, Quibi launches and they're like, hey, y'all, we got Chrissy Teigen. And you're like, yeah, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Like, I might even like Chrissy Teigen. That's not the point. The point isn't whether you like or dislike them. It's whether they're going to get you to subscribe and watch. And celebrities just aren't going to do that, at least not these days.
Well, and I think, too, even, you know, bringing it up with Chrissy Teigen, Chrissy Teigen doing something that she's not even known for.
Right. She's super funny, for sure. But really known for, I get that she makes witty remarks and clever Twitter posts. And recently she's pivoted from being a supermodel to cooking on Instagram and doing creative things like that. Definitely we don't know her from solving court cases.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So we were talking earlier about this J. Katz New York Times interview.
Yes, I was going to say that. We're in sync, Gretchen. Go ahead.
We are. We're really a podcast match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Before a week before this New York Times J. Katz interview dropped, Richard and I's podcast heroes, Danielle and Rob, had an exclusive interview with J. Katz himself. J-Katz gave them 30 minutes of his time. He was accompanied by two other Quibi executives. So they were kind of like a team of three managing questions.
Making sure that nobody says anything that you're not supposed to say.
Yes.
Throw the elbows. Hey, Jeffrey, shut up.
And I will say, you know, J-Katz has been in the entertainment industry long enough. He knows how to answer a question how he wants to answer it.
Oh, yeah.
And not answer a question how he doesn't want to answer it. But he said literally everything that in this New York Times interview, he said those same things a week earlier. So this is just kind of getting to why Richard and I are such fans of Streamiverse and of Danielle and Rob, is they've really got this underdog story.
Yes, they themselves had a Quibi podcast before the world even really knew about Quibi. Like, you had seen it at CES, but they were like, you know what? We're going to hop on this bandwagon, and whether Quibi be damned or Quibi be popular, we are going to research about it. We are going to tell you guys what's happening on Quibi. We're going to give you all the scoop. And somehow behind the scenes, Quibi's law team went after him, sent him a cease and desist, and did this all kind of without Jeffrey Katzenberg even knowing. And it kind of screwed the whole relationship there, and they became spiteful. And then Jeffrey Katzenberg comes on their podcast. It's like a real hero's, you know, journey that they were cut off from the fold of Quibi. But then an olive branch is extended and they get this scoop. And the New York Times is like, oh, by the way, on our own, because we're cloudy and stuff, we're going to go ahead and do an interview and cover all the same bullet points, but not even mention Streamiverse or Quibiverse or Rob and Danielle. And then we're going to take all the credit, which of course their story got big. It's like they copied an idea or heard about it through the grapevine. They didn't scoop it, though, you know? New York Times.
That kind of stuff happens all the time. I would be really reluctant to attribute any sort of negative motivation to anybody. It's, you know, everybody wants to get the interview, and they both got an interview, and they both asked the right questions and got interesting answers.
It sounds like we have a Shrek daddy in the studio today.
I don't know what that means.
Another Jeffrey Katzenberg. You can explain it, Gretchen.
Okay, so here's the brilliance of Robin Danielle, the host of Streamiverse. They're on the call first with these two Quibi executives named Brian and Shauna, who, you know, are high ups in Quibi. And then J-Katz joins the call. And the first thing that Danielle and Rob say in perfect unison is, well. That's how they started their interview with Jeffrey Katzenberg. And then about 5 seconds later, they call him the Shrek daddy because he's responsible for helping launch DreamWorks and bringing Shrek to everyone. So, you know, they started with a little bit of vinegar, I guess, in their interview. But even after all of that, Jeffrey Katzenberg did apologize several times to Rob and Danielle personally for this cease and desist being sent to them. And I'd like to think he was genuine in that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about the New York Times article, I haven't listened to their episode with him, but the thing about the New York Times article is, with questions like the ones he was being asked, how many executives out there would actually give a decent, honest answer?
Right.
Very close to zero. But Jeffrey Katzenberg gave a remarkably honest interview, and I give him a ton of credit for that.
Well, it looks like we're also going to give some extra credit, but this time to our Streamiversity scholars, because we are going into episode 4 with Craig tomorrow. Oh no, there's the bell.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes.